loosening up, you know.
We had to go in a boat to Ocean Springs, always did, you know,
for
the railroad run.
So we loaded up. How many couples was it?
Six.
Well, weren't that Tom? Oil's foam, it sat so.
Yeah, six couples.
Six of them, okay.
And one.
Anyhow, I charged it so much. And we loaded up and went to Earl's farm. Get Satsumas.
I like that when we went with on a white with Lower Indian.
It was cheap, didn't it?
He could tell you funny stuff. Well, he's living over there now. It's all built up.
Come back here, brought the horses back, paid him off, come back, walk home.
Okay, you were telling me about the horses and buggies.
Oh, horses and buggies. Well, you see, when a train was due, of course, the men that owned the buggy, they'd go there at train time and meet the train. Well, if there was a passenger, a due, or a dozen, they'd take them so much to go wherever they wanted to go. You know what I mean?
Way up there anyway.
Just to take them. Oh, if you had wanted to catch a train, if you had a certain man that you give your business to, all you got to have to do is to ring him up to get you to catch a certain train and go back. That's how that worked. Well,
yeah,
a lot of people on their own.
We never had the buses.
Almost. Milk, well, there wasn't a buggy, but milkmen, they had a red lift. Well, it was built for that wagon, milk wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Had a top on it.
Can you tell me about the first house you lived in, sir?
First house?
Yeah, how many rooms it was and what kind of rooms
Grandpa's
and what?
Grandpa's.
After he was married?
Well, when you were a boy.
Huh?
When you were born.
Oh, that was right.
Way back then.
Right across over in Jackson County, right on the beach. It's on the beach. We call it the beach
front. We live right on the beach.
Uh-huh.
See, when my grandfather come from New Orleans, he bought that plot of ground there. He built a big two-story house. Well, there was they had to have a good-sized house because there was one, two, three, four. There was five of them. There's none of them married then. My daddy was the first one was going to get married. Well, he built a little house on that side of them. You see, Papa did. And then they moved in there.
Uh-huh.
And we stayed there till I don't know. I must have been about three or four years old when they built that house up there by the ridge, by the highway, the old highway. Because my mother owned 13 acres. Family, you know. It was my two uncles, my two aunts. Each one had 13 acres. My grandfather, mother's daddy,
mm-hmm.
He had bought that property. It was cheap them times. And he built up there.